Culture 12. Exercise 1. Page 104. The NHS. Ask a British person what they are most proud of about their country, and you will get a variety of answers. Some might say the structure of their government, their famous writers and artists, or maybe even their sports team. But something else that would definitely be mentioned is the NHS. The NHS, National Health Service, is the healthcare system of the UK. It was launched on the 5th of July 1948 by the Health Secretary, Aneurin Bevin, who believed that quality healthcare should be available to everyone, both rich and poor, in the country. Consequently, healthcare became free in the UK, and all hospitals, doctors and nurses became part of the NHS. Today, apart from dental and optical care, most healthcare remains free for all UK residents. Funds for the NHS come from government taxes and national insurance contributions, which most workers have to pay. On average, this means each British person pays around £2,000 per year to the NHS. Since its beginnings, the NHS has done a lot to improve the health of the British public. Diseases such as polio and tuberculosis have been wiped out, while life expectancy has risen to 81 years old. Also, many new treatments have been developed by the NHS, such as in vitro fertilization, IVF, a fertility treatment which brought the world's first test tube baby in 1978. And in 1994, the NHS Organ Donor Register was set up, which has so far saved around 50,000 lives. Despite its many successes, the NHS has still received some criticism. Since it is a public service and governments usually try to keep taxes low, the NHS has to work on a limited budget. As a result, there is sometimes a lack of staff and equipment in hospitals, and some treatments are not available in some areas of the country. Some people even have to pay for private healthcare instead. Nevertheless, most British people say the positives of the NHS outweigh its negatives. British people know that they will always receive healthcare from the best doctors and nurses. For this reason, the NHS holds a unique place in the hearts of the British public.